wettest thing you got at the house, Meredith?
My faucet.
Your faucet. You must got one of those good ones.
Yeah.
Your macaroni in a pot. I thought you might have had something in your crock pot, Instapot thing.
I made chili last night.
All right, see, that's wet.
That's not sexy.
So you could rap the same thing. Like, I got that wet. Got that chili in my pot. Got that wet. You know, ain't got to be macaroni cheese.
It can be anything.
Had Cardi on yesterday afternoon. Spent some time kind of delving into the mind of Miss Barty.
How was that? Like a takeaway.
My takeaway on it is that Cardi is absolutely 100. There's no other speed. It's Cardi speed.
Mm-hmm.
What she says, I talk to artists off camera. And I talked to them on camera and in an interview setting, and a lot of them change.
Yeah.
Just because they want to be received well.
They like put it on.
Might not be a malicious, fake, kind of jaded thing. They just might want to, you know, like, for instance, when Plies comes on and everybody's like, man, like, his songs and him talking are so different from each other because he's so well thought out, and you see him on his Instagram that way. With Cardi, the way she is the way she is.
Right.
There's no apology there. She's like, and she spoke to it. She was talking about the fact that, you know, she might not be the best speaker or stuff like that. I mean, she was, you know, I might not say right words. And then she's stumbling through it as she was saying it. But, you know, she's like, I admit, you're like, she admits it. She's like, and talking about stripping, she's like, yo, that's part of my thing. Like,
yeah.
She's very open with that.
And you know, unfiltered.
Like, this is part of what she had to say about the whole chart thing, because Bar WAP is nasty, but it's big.
You get in the bag, you get in the fame and everything else, but does that chart position still matter to you?
I think like it always matters to artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like for example, like even if the record don't perform as well, it's okay, but it doesn't make you feel like, oh, it's over for you. But when you premiere at number one, it's just like, you know, it's always good. It's like always winning the race. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you come fourth, fifth place, you still made it. You still was a candidate for it, so you still good. But number one is always just like,
yeah. No. Number one gets you plaques like that Cardi plaque. Hey,
it really makes me feel good. This one really felt so special to me, though, because like I said, I haven't put out music in 9 months. So I definitely was feeling like back in 2017. That's something cool.
I expected to have like some beef get mentioned because there was all these rumors about WAP and about it was City Girls record,
yes,
or the City Girls felt like they were slighted and whatever. And I'm glad that they had got ahead of it when I was talking to him and talked about the fact that they weren't saying that or whatever. Because I'm like, yo, because I talked to her about like bigging up other artists in her video. Like, she had other video of people out there who are in a competitive space with her. And, you know, and why was that important? And she was, you know, answering the questions and stuff. So so the beef was avoided there.
Yeah.
But she definitely has some beef with Fox News.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, which was weird, because here's what she had to say.
What about hearing people like New York Times talking about you and Fox? I mean, they were talking about you yesterday, saying this is the raunchiest record to make it to the top of the Hot 100 ever. Like, is there pride, or is there a little bit like, oh, kind of like...
Hold on. Let me show you something. Because I was cussing. I didn't post it yesterday, but I was just so, like,
the whole week and everything. But you want to know something? So Fox News did a whole segment.
I did like five videos cussing the motherfuckers out because, first of all, you're from Florida, right? So like you.
Yeah.
Florida. This is not, to me, the raunchiest record I ever heard. Like, must have never heard Jackie O, that
Or my neck, my back.
Trina, if you ain't gonna me properly, Little Kim. Like, it's like y'all must never like heard these women or something. I just feel because since we are in this type of time that everything is so blown up, and I guess like me and Megan, we have crossover to like, you know, like the white side or something. So like they probably never heard so hellish this, and now they're like, oh my god, look at that.
But what they're saying is never reached number one of the Hot 100. Like, that's it's kind of a pat on your back. Like, yeah, it's raunchy like a whole bunch of other records, but y'all got up to the top level that they didn't get to.
Well, if people, we reach number one because the people keep watching the video, the people keep listening to the song. You know, a lot of people was like, oh, people just like the song because of the video, but it's doing crazy on streaming platforms. Like, my label is over happy. I want to race.
She wants a raise.
So she deserves it.
She's putting in the work.
She's doing her job.
Right, Cardi is a machine right now. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of talk about her Elle magazine cover, which is the August issue, and she also has an interview with Joe Biden.
Yeah,
and nice. and it was interesting because. Like, no, Joe Biden hasn't done many interviews.
Nope.
No,
no, he hasn't.
So, you know, for Fox, for Fox talking about her on there, and she just, I mean, well, she went in. This whole entire thing is up right now at wild941.com. She had a lot cussing. It was a lot of edits to be able to share this.
Yeah.
Because she you were like busy. Like I said, she has one speed. She is not trying to, like, be something else.
She's not interested in filtering herself.
Right, exactly. This is what she had to say.
Fox, y'all think that the only Americans that exist are white suburban Americans, like you guys. You guys live in your little nice suburban areas. So you guys, that's all y'all see. That's all y'all see. Because y'all clearly don't even care about your own poor white people. Y'all don't, so y'all definitely don't even care about black, Hispanics. And it's like, even though I talk about my I was a bitch that grew up in poverty. You mother, y'all be riding in your bicycles after 9 o'clock? Oh, y'all exercising. Let us know where I'm from. A black mother, Spanish woman, riding a bike. You're going to get stopped by the cops and get searched. Because you could ride a bike in my hood and they automatically assume that you're selling crack, that you're selling weed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
it's
yes,
true.
Joe Biden or these candidates, they're not out here going to the projects, talking to the people and seeing what they need. They might hear about it because they see the statistics, but you're not going over there and you're not talking to the people. I am the voice of the people. I got 73 million followers on motherfucking Instagram. Like, a bitch was trending in China. I think my son was number 3 in China. These don't even have Twitter and Instagram. So I am a voice.
She has a point.
On a surface level, I kind of appreciate her political commentary because she obviously doesn't like one side, but that doesn't necessarily make her like the other side. And I think that in itself is something that we're missing a lot of.
I think the fact that she just really is adamant about, I have a way to talk to these people that y'all ain't reaching.
Right.
Like she said it. She's like, y'all ain't out here. So if I could tell you what's going on and also, you know, take some game back to the people who I got. She's like 73 million folks. That's a voice. That's a movement.
Well, sometimes it's hard to follow all that stuff, too. And she can kind of put it out there where everybody kind of gets it and understands where she's coming from.
She was just like, she just said, you know, people don't watch that. She's like, they could have sat down with an activist or they could have sat down with a reporter, mm-hmm. or Fox or whatever. She's like, but the people who I have following me ain't watching that.
Right.
So if you're trying to reach this 73 million people, you might need to sit down with me and let me ask you some questions that I know from where I grew up.
Far as super, like, A-list celebrity, like, top of the line, she's probably the most relatable one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Beyoncé's and Drake's they just seem so out of there. But Cardi still seems like somebody that could come kick it, that could pull up to the nail salon, mm-hmm. that you could have a real conversation with.
Oh, Cardi going to be at the nail salon. She definitely going to be at the nail salon. She was glammed up. Another part of the house that they got, apparently, because she got everybody quarantined.
So you saw her house.
Like, I mean, yeah.
The East Wing.
This was the music room because she was in front of like a baby grand.
Yeah, that's always fun to see somebody's like where they live.
You know, I was being nosy or whatever. But the whole thing is like 14 minutes long. And it's up on wild941.com and all over our socials now. So if you follow Wild on Facebook or Twitter, you'll see it on there too. So you can check the whole thing out. I will say it's not safe for work.
Yeah, it's unedited.
It's very weird to have a conversation with somebody. Like, we could talk on the radio now, and I could have Cardi on the phone, and if she says it, like when she says, I might talk a lot about my...
Yeep.
And, you know, you wouldn't see the shock in my eyes because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
But I'm on the Zoom.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there like, oh, Lord. Like, we're going to have to edit that word right there.
Even our video guy came in here this morning. He was like, he had to kick his kid out of the room.
Yeah, you got to kick the kids out the room, though. My daughter, I was trying to edit video and then or audio, and then my daughter got in the car from dance, and I was like, all right, this stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. So it's all up, wild941.com, all right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.